over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
9/11 Memorial Stair Climb to be held at Paso Robles Event Center this year. Coffee of the City will discuss Paso Robles water supply this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 104. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding its fourth annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb event at the Paso Robles Event Center this year. This year marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Participants will climb the equivalent of the 100 stories of the World Trade Center to honor the 343 firefighters, law enforcement officers, 8 EMS personnel, and nearly 3,000 innocent lives lost that day. Attendees can participate in the climb or simply be at the event to support. This year will feature an honor guard ceremony and expanded community participation. Donations and sponsorships are also still available. Proceeds will benefit the Alisa and Rooch Burn Foundation's Champ Camp, a summer camp experience for child burn survivors. Last year, more than $4,000 was raised. To sponsor, contact Dustin Virgil at 805-423-3168. A 2.7 magnitude earthquake was reported southeast of Shandon yesterday at about 6 p.m., according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake's depth was approximately 19 miles. City of Paso Robles to discuss water supply during this month's Coffee with the City. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be held this Friday, August 28th at 7:30 a.m. Coffee with the City is held in the Patina Room at California Coast Brew Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's session will feature Utility Director for the City, Christopher Alakel, and he'll provide an overview of the city's water supply, where it comes from, how much the city uses, and whether there is enough to meet both existing and future needs. Attendees are encouraged to share ideas, ask questions, and provide feedback directly to staff during this informative and informal community meeting. No pre-registration is required, and all community members are welcome to attend. The County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th, from 12 to 3 p.m. at Mitchell Park. This local gathering is held in tandem with International Overdose Awareness Day, dedicated to honoring those lost without judgment, validating the pain felt by grieving loved ones, and supporting initiatives dedicated to ending overdoses. San Luis Obispo County experienced 42 opioid-related overdose deaths in 2024, a considerable decrease from the 78 deaths recorded in 2023. This year's event will feature a keynote presentation by Jamie Metzgar, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice SLO, talking about the grief of family members whose loved ones died from an overdose. Admission is free to all interested community members. A vehicle crashed into the wall of a Ralph's grocery store in San Luis Obispo yesterday morning. Shortly after 11 a.m., near the right entrance of the grocery store at 201 Madonna Road, emergency officials received reports of the crash, where a Buick backed into the wall. The driver suffered moderate injuries and was transported to a local hospital. No injuries of pedestrians or other drivers were reported, and the SLO Police Department said DUI is not suspected to be a cause. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Reds 5-0, the Twins beat the Athletics 9-6, the Pirates over the Padres 3-2, the Guardians beat the Angels 4-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Reds, the Twins will go against the Athletics, the Padres will face the Pirates, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Dodgers will face the Braves, the Yankees will go against the Astros. In high school football, this week the Bearcats will travel to Arroyo Grande, the Greyhounds will host Golden Valley from Bakersfield, Templeton will take on Santa Maria in a home game, Mission Prep will host St. Francis from Watsonville, and Morro Bay will travel to Lindsay. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. In California news, the California Senate passed a bill yesterday that would fine content creators if they don't disclose where they were paid to support a local political candidate or issue on the ballot. Under current law, a court order can be sought compelling an influencer to disclose they were paid. But the new bill would give the Fair Political Practices Commission the power to fine influencers and political committees if they were found to have violated the law. Oral arguments began on Monday morning regarding Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco's seizure of over 600,000 ballots from a November 2025 special election on redistricting. Bianco seized the ballots in March, alleging it was to investigate a complaint that the count was off. Attorney General Rob Bonta argued Bianco had no authority over election materials and that the move was a power grab to sow distrust in elections. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California intends to sue the Trump administration over the president's efforts to impose new restrictions ahead of the November midterms. This came after the Supreme Court announced it would allow the administration to move forward with some of the Trump executive order on elections. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network.
I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, following a very successful inaugural event last year, the Montana Grazing Lands Coalition is preparing to bring Grazing Expo 2026 back to Billings, Montana, September 10th through the 13th, with an expanded lineup of workshops, keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and producer networking opportunities designed for anyone in the U.S. livestock industry. Montana GLC Executive Director Kelly Beavers says that the response to the first expo created some strong momentum for year two and gives us a preview.
So we are spreading kind of five major conversations over the 4 days. So on the first day, we have pre-conference workshops, and then a lot of those same topics and themes roll into the breakout sessions. And during the second 2 days, so that's Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, we're running five concurrent breakout sessions.
Now, those five themes include business basics, career conversations, stock talk sessions, management matters, and shared successes. Get registered and join us at Grazing Expo 2026 by visiting MontanaGLC.org. Hi, folks. Here at the Western Ag Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Ag Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's 2026 almond harvest is expected to be somewhat smaller than last year's crop after early season heat affected yields. But with harvest typically wrapping up in October, some growers say the full impact of the heat and the size of this year's crop remains to be seen. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected yields at 2.7 billion pounds, down 1% from last year, with bearing acreage also expected to fall by 1% to 1.39 million acres. Del Machado, Chief Agricultural Officer of Blue Almond Growers, said warmer than normal March temperatures drove earlier kernel development, which led to an earlier harvest, similar to the heat's impacts on other crops. He said some growers reported harvesting almonds 10 to 14 days earlier than usual. Machado said some reports suggest early spring heat can possibly result in smaller kernels, so he's keeping an eye out for those impacts. But he said better post-bloom weather appears to improve nut retention. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs right around 104. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 105. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny skies Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 100 on Sunday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shoppers are pulling back on athletic wear and footwear purchases. It's not a good sign heading into the back-to-school season. Dick's Sporting Goods says sales at its Foot Locker stores declined 3.6% in the recent quarter. At Dick's, sales at existing stores increased 4.9%, though that's down from a 6% increase earlier in the year. Executive Chairman Ed Stack says athletic footwear sellers are offering promotions to boost sales. Dick's is lowering expectations for the year, though Stack says the company's confidence and long-term opportunities for both Dick's and Foot Locker remain unchanged. Bank of Montreal, BMO, is planning to buy back 25 million of its shares. It was holding up better than expected in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Living well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice.
So you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. Well, Barry's on his summer sabbatical, so obviously he will not be here, and Eric is unavailable. So instead of Barry or Eric, I have Paul and Clint. That's Paul Newman and Clint Eastwood. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. All right, this is left over from yesterday, and it has to do with the I think there's a letter that's going to be sent out to whom, the authorities or whatever, regarding the wording, some wording and timing of the district here in Paso Robles, the school district, regarding some flyers and some other things. Now, what was pointed out to me just before we went off the air yesterday, and again, according to some legal people, that this is a clear violation, but we'll find out. But it says here that Andrea, and I'm assuming Andrea Seastrand and Chuck Bell, filed the same complaint regarding the last tax measure that was in San Luis Obispo, and it never went anywhere, but it helped with a defeat. Well, that's great that it got defeated, but if it didn't go anywhere and there were violations, something needs to be done or looked into. Too many times we hear about these things and they go nowhere. We don't find out the results if they were clearly violations or not. And again, even though it was defeated, it probably should go a step further, because if there is something illegally done, then people need to be held accountable. They just can't walk away, or shouldn't be allowed to walk away. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. Also got something here regarding the Templeton Advisory Committee. I briefly mentioned it yesterday. With the exception of Murray Powell, the Templeton Area Advisory Group, they voiced support for David Leader, the chair board and recently convicted felon. And they have sent, what's the wording is, that they are basically saying it's okay to have somebody who's a convicted felon. Okay, so it has to do with the bylaws, and this is what it says once again. Again, they voted 5-1. Murray Powell didn't vote for this, to remove from the bylaws the rule prohibiting felons from serving on the board. Okay. So felons can serve on the board. Well, that's very nice. Very, very nice. All right, what else do we have here? Diablo Canyon is in the news once again. The San Luis Obispo Coastal Unified School District is demanding future funding and support from PG&E. That's Diablo Canyon. If Diablo Canyon power plant continues to operate in the county. And you know about the 16 point whatever million dollars that was an agreement with PG&E. This was a
not legislation. This was just a voluntary private agreement between PG&E. And so they didn't need a law to do this. So, of course, the school district wants to get in on this because it won't be enough. Somebody from the school district said it's an important start, but it should not be the final step. Here we go. California should not ask the children of this community to subsidize a statewide energy decision. I wonder what else the California children should not be asked to subsidize. Many people in that community down there, and I'll use the word, harassed PG&E for years about Diablo Canyon, including Mothers for Peace, to shut it down. What happens when the money went away? Well, the school district lost about $10 million. And now that big PG&E is, we'll see what happens, but now they want the money back. As again, I brought it up last week. Why do you want such tainted money, you hypocrites? You knew this was coming because you were putting pressure over the years on PG&E. Did you do anything to prepare for it? No. You just lost $10 million. Now you see there may be an opening again. Now you want the money back. Huh. Wonder if you people that want to shut down the dunes have the same amount of brain cells in your thinking. My guess is probably not. Probably not. All right. So there's another issue here regarding H2O. There is a representative in California says that the aging infrastructure is putting stress on the water supply, and this could threaten food supplies across the United States because we're the breadbasket. And this is just a warning. And again, this is an opinion of a representative, not from California, but from another state. California has not kept up with the infrastructure demands. Gee, doesn't that sound familiar? And the needs of its citizens. Well, hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. I thought we did all this. Oh, we did. We voted for it. For example, California voters have approved 8 major statewide water and environmental bonds since 2000. The cost? $27 billion plus $10 billion for the Proposition 4, the climate bond passed in 2024. So what has happened to that $27 billion for, stupid things, water storage, recycling, and groundwater, water infrastructure, etc., etc.? Once again, your money has been stolen. And it goes on and on. But nobody, I don't know how many people will go back or even bringing this up, certainly not in the media, and ask them, well, what about all this money since 2000? And there's probably a whole bunch before those. We just can't keep track of it. But it goes on and on and on and on. All right. Chris, you had the story about some kind of event coming up at Mitchell Park this weekend?
Overdose Awareness Day.
Okay. Does it say anything there primarily? Is it just related to fentanyl or just overdoses in general?
Well, I think the idea is overdoses in general, but probably more related to fentanyl and opioids.
Okay.
Because they cite the number of opioid overdose deaths for the release.
Okay. And that's fine. If people want to go, they can go. But here's something that is, I'm guessing there may be a little bit more emphasis on the, what you're referring to, but I hope that they also bring up the amount of prescription drug overdoses that occur in the United States. It's now the recent figures are from 2024 here, but it's roughly between 16 and 18,000 deaths a year. This is for prescription overdoses. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. So hopefully they will do that, and maybe we as a country need to do a better job of that, although the numbers have been down a little bit because health initiatives, they have done a better job monitoring medical channels, tighter regulations, and so forth and so on, so that's good. But it needs to probably continue when you have that many. I don't know. You'll never get it down to zero, but you want to minimize it, of course. So, all right, let's see here. What is, nope, that's from yesterday. Also, here's a little something, and thank you for sending this one in. It's an angry mom. She gives a rant. I don't know where this is at, but it's just, it's very short, but she makes some direct point. So give this a quick listen.
They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? It's the majority plus one. It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, Almighty God, who made us male and female, God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises.
A lot of...
Well. Short and to the point, I'm guessing that was perhaps at a school board meeting. I didn't go through the whole thing because it's over 6 minutes long. So anyway, again, thank you for sending that in. Appreciate it as always. All right. Also, we have the here's something. And I think we kind of had this a little bit, not to the extent here locally. And this has to do with, again, an elected official, which, again, I always like to say, well, people put them in office, so maybe they get what they deserved. But this is kind of a vague threat against property owners. And this has to do, and again, it could be, you know, sitting near you, but I'll tie this together a little bit in a second. And this is the mayor of Boston. And what she is doing is she sent out a letter about people renting space to ICE, you know, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ICE. So she sent out an open letter to parking garage and lot owners throughout Boston. And this is... some are looking at this as a vague threat to them. She is wanting to get more information about these parking garage owners and so forth and so on, because she doesn't want them renting to ICE. Now, right now, she doesn't have the legal authority. She doesn't have the legal authority. However, when government sends out a letter that's kind of vague and somewhat threatening, a lot of people, they cave. They cave. Now, this is where I'll tie it in here locally. If you remember during the parking debacle, that there were citizens, and we had some emails and some people call in here, saying they were afraid to sign any petition because they felt intimidation from city officials. They didn't say specifically when they mentioned city officials. And, of course, cities or any other agency, they're going to deny it. But, I mean, let's face it. They do that deliberately to try to intimidate. And this is the state of your government around the United States of America. It's pathetic. All right. Also, there's some more news going back to this bond issue about these flyers, the Measure M flyers. And the cost of the first flyer and distribution was approximately $10,000. That's the one right now that's under question on whether it's legal or what they did was legal or not. Well, that was $10,000. And there will be a cost of a second flyer and distribution will be approximately $8,000 as we get closer to the election. So, now it says here that, this is from Loftus. I am certain you would agree that it is critical that the community know how Measure M funds were and are being spent. If memory serves me, the Oversight Committee didn't meet for, over a year? Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. So, if this is important or critical that the community knows how Measure M funds were and being spent, why wouldn't the Oversight Committee meet for over a year and let the public know what was going on? Again, just a bowl of you-know-what. A bowl of you-know-what. It just never ends with... And I'm seeing the word, one of the words that I disdain quite a bit, more and more used in many things from the government. And that word is transparency. Over and over and over and over again. What's the need? Well, maybe it's by design they use that because the transparency simply isn't there from my point of view. In many cases, not all. Not all. So, anyway, just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice. AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM. Chris, I have a question for you.
What do we got?
I briefly mentioned this a couple of weeks ago about I haven't been to Walmart in I don't know how many years. Now, I do go by on the bridge.
Okay.
But I don't keep my, I don't keep my phone on. So for the last 3 weeks, maybe more, I keep getting this text saying, Alice, my pickup is ready. How is that possible?
It could just be as simple as somebody's using some sort of pickup. You're specifying that this is from Walmart, or it says from Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Because you asked about it. Could just be that somebody maybe made a typo in their phone number when they made an account to get stuff delivered to Walmart on their behalf. It could be that as simple as that, or it could just be a spam message.
Would you be able to tell if it's a spam message when it comes up again?
I could probably take a guess.
But you can't unsubscribe.
Yeah, that part would be a bit unfortunate if you can't unsubscribe to it. But in that case, just ignore it.
All right, well, I'm just wondering if there's a way, because again, it's not the end of the world, but you know, little
things like that get annoying.
Yeah, they get annoying.
I understand.
So would I be wise to call Walmart and say, hey, I don't know what you're doing here, but I don't want to give them my number.
Well, one thing you could do, I don't know how much information that the local Walmart has on like who's picking things up, but if it is legit and there is a person named Alice who is picking up orders from Walmart and maybe mistakenly using your phone numbers, I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea to, you know, contact a local store and just say, hey, there's a customer named Alice who's using my phone number. Can you like tell them that they put in the wrong phone number? Maybe that could work, but you know, I don't know what Walmart's, you know, policies are, what they do and don't do.
All right, so my choice is that if I were to do that, instead of being a little annoyed, because it usually happens, I don't know, maybe twice a week. You know, you hear the little thing or whatever, or you're going through your I live with it, or I call Walmart and I have to give them my phone number so they can research it.
Yes, but when you say you give them your phone number, like the employee there isn't going to like save it on hand and be like, haha, we just got Kevin Will's phone number. It's time to bombard him with ads. You give them your phone number for the purpose of the employee saying, like, oh, okay, who is whose name is this phone number tied to? Alice? You're not Alice? Okay, well, like, you know, next time we see Alice, we're like, we'll contact Alice, let them know they've got the wrong phone number in our system.
Okay.
You're talking about, calling up a random employee at Walmart, not corporate Walmart.
Okay. Again, this is the dinosaur here. I'm not trusting them. Because that number is not just going to the person who I pick up the phone and talk to. It's going somewhere else. Anyway, it just says here, maybe Chris, it says just block the number.
I mean, sure.
Well.
You can do that.
All right, you got a job to do when I get off. Well, I think I may have deleted it. So next time it shows up, you're going to have another job. Hi, good morning.
Go to Walmart and pick it up. It might be a jackpot.
Well, it's from Alice, so I'm just guessing. Well, what do I want from Walmart? A nice suit?
Do they have nice suits?
That's my point. Because I need a new jacket.
It's probably a scam of some sort. I get things like that all the time. Not all the time, but quite often. And I just ignore them. They go away.
Well, this is the only one I get. And it says every time, Alice, you have something to pick up at the Walmart location, whatever.
Does it have anywhere in that message anything written in blue? Because you can tap on that, and that's a link.
Okay, yeah, it is, but I haven't tapped on the link because I do suspect it could.
Good idea.
It could be spam.
Don't trust it, yep.
Yeah. So
I just ignore, or like Chris said, just, go to Walmart and say, hey, this is what's happening, make it stop. And, they might be able to take and go into their system and say, hey, that's not from us.
I don't want to go to Walmart because I
don't. Because you don't want to go to Walmart.
Right. I don't want to have to take a bath after I go to Walmart. Yeah. All right. I'm going to live with it because I'm not. But thanks for the help.
I do a lot of this. I just ignore them, then they go away.
Hopefully. All right, I'll let you know.
Then another one will show up. Okay, take care.
Let's see here. Kevin, it's spam. I have got similar texts. Okay, is it the Alice one?
No, it's as soon as you mentioned there being a link in the text, the probability of it being spam in my mind went from 50-50 to about 85%.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because I've gotten, texts regarding deliveries or like an order being ready before. They don't send you a link to a website.
All right.
Usually.
Okay, I just said, hey, Alice, your order is ready for pickup, just like, I guess, pharmacies. I don't know if they do it anymore, but they used to say, hey, they'd leave a phone message saying your prescription is ready. And that's it.
Precisely. Although the last time, I went to a pharmacy to get something, there was, I had to go through the app, so there would have been a link there. But, like, I knew that was for me because I had ordered it myself. And, again, this didn't send me to a shady website. This was direct me to open the app, which I had already downloaded.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm suspicious of just about everything. So, all right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th, from 12 to 3 p.m. at Mitchell Park. This local gathering is held in tandem with International Overdose Awareness Day, dedicated to honoring those lost without judgment. This year's event will feature a keynote presentation by Jamie Metzgar, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice San Luis Obispo. A vehicle crashed into a wall at Ralph's grocery store in San Luis Obispo yesterday morning, shortly after 11 a.m., near the right entrance of the grocery store at 203 Madonna Road. A Buick backed into the wall of the grocery store, and the driver suffered moderate injuries. They were transported to a local hospital, and no injuries of pedestrians or other drivers were reported. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 104. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Canada is expected to announce retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. today after relations deteriorated sharply Monday. The U.S. threatening 50% tariffs on Canadian goods such as cars, trucks, auto parts, and steel. Trial of the Massachusetts mom accused of killing her children nearing a conclusion, and yesterday the defense asked for a mistrial.
As prosecutors presented rebuttal witnesses, Lindsay Clancy's defense attorney Kevin Reddington objected to what he said was the Commonwealth discussing Catholicism.
I believe it was intentional misconduct.
Prosecutor Shannon Buckingham said her witness, Dr. Kirk Heilbrunn, was getting at whether Clancy knew her actions were wrongful.
Judge did not declare a mistrial, and crews have started to contain a wildfire in the Sierra Nevada foothills that has destroyed more than 20 homes. America's listening to Fox News.
Attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at crestonclassicrodeo.org.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Monday, the Mariners ended the Phillies' 9-game winning streak, 9-2. Julio Rodriguez belted a 3-run shot in the first inning. Cal Raleigh followed with a 2-run blast and later added 2 more solo shots for a 3-homer game. Cubs blanked the Diamondbacks 7-0, a 5-hitter for Kevin Gausman and the Band-Aids, Michael Conforto and Carson Kelly with back-to-back jacks. Giants shut out the Reds 5-0, 6 pitchers combined on a 5-hitter. Rafael Devers hit a 3-run homer. The AL-leading Rays tangled up the Tigers 4-1. Rangers rolled over the White Sox 11-2 and grabbed the AL West lead over the idle Astros. Long balls from Jake Berger and Wyatt Langford. Red Sox got 2 in the top of the ninth to hook the Marlins 4-2. Anthony Siegler tripled in the tie-breaking run, then scored an insurance tally.
I definitely thought that was a possibility, but once I saw they weren't giving you a buzz sign, I felt like they trusted me to get a good hit up, get a good at bat, get something good to hit, and that's all I was trying to do.
Nationals scaled the Rockies 13-3. Dale and Lyle homered and drove in 5. Colorado has dropped 7 in a row. Nick Gonzalez RBI single in the 12th pushed the Pirates past the Padres 3-2. Guardians doubled up the Angels 4-2. Austin Hedges with a 2-run bushwhack, and the Twins held off the A's 9-6. Week 3 of the NFL preseason, the last of the tune-up games before the regular season starts on Wednesday, September 9th. We'll have games this week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Week 0 of the college football season is Saturday with 8 Division I games, including North Carolina against TCU in Dublin. Only one top 25 team in action. 14th-ranked USC is home for San Jose State. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. A hot one, 104 today, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s, could hit 106 on your Wednesday. Then some good news, upper 90s on Thursday, mid-90s Friday. Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, Monday, mid-80s, and perhaps low 80s a week from today. That would be nice. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:31 a.m., 7:41 p.m. We are at 58. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving gently along here at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot, hoot.
world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Remember, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier with great apparel as well. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. There's no place like home, of course. Well, and there's no indication that any animals have been lost or found and stuff. By the way, due to the hot weather the next 2 days, the office will be closing at 2 o'clock. All right, I've got nothing for you, but Chris, I've got one for you today.
What do we got today?
This is really stupid.
Excellent.
Okay.
As they all are.
Yep. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, just the ones you can't get right. Those.
Correct, correct. Those ones are stupid.
Okay. Speaking of, stuff, why can't you use beef stew as a password?
Why can't you use beef stew as a password?
Yeah.
I'm not certain.
You ready?
Ready.
It's not stroganoff.
Jeez. That really is stupid.
As soon as I saw it today, I said, I got to do this one because it is stupid. All right. Beef stroganoff, though, sounds pretty good right now. I love that. I prefer it with noodles. All right. Do you lose one or find one? Give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at TascaderoGunShop.com. It's that easy. And this one may be the same. Let's see here. All right. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place in Paso Robles in Templeton and One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. Here's the question. This may be Get Stupid Day. Just, where is it? Where did it go? I'm being stupid. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, I need to know what this is. What this is. A story. I'll simplify, not simplify, but here's the hint. Two women fighting over a pair of shoes. What am I referring to? Two women fighting over a pair of shoes. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Yep, you got it.
I've heard this one before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, this joke.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a trivia question. It's not a joke. Remember that. Is this as bad as the stroganoff?
No, this one, I think, is a little bit more tolerable.
Okay. All right, folks, come on now. Story of two women fighting over a pair of shoes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I gave you a hint during the world-famous Pet Alert. Of course, you wouldn't have been aware that it was a hint for trivia, but it was, because I said something in there. All right. Let's see. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, cat fight.
No, not cat fight. It's story of two women fighting over a pair of shoes. Hi, good morning. All right. We've got maybe chance for a couple of more. We'll see. Hi, good morning.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the Wizard of Oz. Two women fighting over a pair of shoes or slippers, as the case may be. Well done, sir. May I have your name, please?
Well, I have to give credit to Karen Kudia.
So, your name is Karen, or...
No, but that's who had the answer. I'm David Kudia.
Well, do you prefer to be called Karen or David?
Let's go with Karen. She's much nicer than I.
All right, well, we'll put her down as the qualifier, sir, and thank you so much.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A 2.7 magnitude earthquake was reported southeast of Shandon yesterday at about 6 p.m., according to the U.S. Geological Survey report. The quake had a depth of approximately 19 miles. The next Coffee of the City event for Paso Robles will be held this Friday, August 28th at 7:30 a.m. at California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's session will feature Utility Director for the City, Christopher Alakel, providing an overview of the city's water supply. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 104. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And the reason why this came up is because the Wizard of Oz in the film version was released on this day in 1939, of course, starring Judy Garland, and the other star was Terry. That was Toto. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and lots more.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.